This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining me here today, friends. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're in an exciting portion of Scripture today, scary one, intimidating one. Let's pray before we get started. Lord, we're in one of the most important verses in the entire Bible. Lord, I pray you'd speak to us through your word. Help us to know, help us to comprehend this great truth here today in Revelation 13:8. Speak to us through your word. Lead us, guide us. Lord, I pray for all of us. I pray you'd send us out. Lord, I pray you'd equip us all with the truth. I pray you'd give us all a detailed mission today, what to do, where to go, who to speak to, what to say. You promised through your word that you'll give us through your Holy Spirit what to say at the right time. Lead us and guide us, instruct us today in Jesus' name. Amen. To hear yesterday's program, you can go to my Facebook page, which is WGOD Radio, or the website, which is wgodontheair.net. Now, there's a link on there. It says listen to prior broadcasts, something like that. If you click on that link, it takes you to my podcasting page. It's got over 5 years' worth of programs. But you'll see right there on the top the program from yesterday, which aired, which we're starting to get into this Antichrist and his what he does. We left off yesterday looking in verse 7, and in Daniel chapter 7, verse 21, Revelation 13:7, it says it was granted to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. Now, there's a standard misconception out here, and that is that the Christian won't ever stub a toe or break a nail in their combat and lives against evil, and that's not true, or else some Christians say, well, I won't ever face any tribulation or persecution at all. Now, think about how ludicrous that statement is. People here in the United States are just, they're deceived into thinking nothing's ever going to happen to them. But I encourage you, look around at what's going on in the world here today. Look around at what's happening to Christians. This ISIS is attempting to destroy the Christian faith. You see, 2,000 years ago, Nero took the Christians and he dipped them in oil and set them on fire. And he had them all around his arena. And he used the Christians as torches for his games. And then he would have a pack of lions that he wouldn't feed for weeks. And they were ravished and starving. And he would take the Christians and say, will you renounce your faith in Jesus Christ and bow the knee to me, Caesar? And that's the question I ask you today. If ISIS comes and knocks on your door and grabs your child and says, renounce your faith or else, what would you do? Let me encourage you. Your child is in the hands of Almighty God. Entrust your child, you see, not to someone else. Entrust your child to Almighty God. He's got their back. Is your child a Christian? Have you told them about Jesus Christ? Is their name written in the book of life? Now, this takes us to where we're at today. It says, for all who dwell on the earth will worship him. Does that include your son? Or your daughter? Or how about you? Does that include your mom? Or your dad? All who dwell on the earth will worship him. I want to, again, speak to parents. I want to encourage you. Don't entrust your children to anyone else but Jesus Christ. Be certain of their salvation. Be certain that your children's names are written in the book of life, that they've received Jesus Christ, that they understand this age that we live in. Man, this is an exciting time to be alive. God's got you alive now for a reason. He's got your children alive right here now for a reason. Friend, this world can't go on for another two or three generations. Your children are going to be big time, end times players, soldiers of Jesus Christ and in God's army as we're rapidly approaching the end of the age. God makes no mistakes. It says in Acts 17, he has determined our pre-appointed times and the boundaries for where we live. God's got you alive now for a reason. He's got you living right where you live for a reason. Be certain your name is written in the book of life. Be certain your children's names are written in the book of life. I've taken part and have helped to lead 6- and 7-year-old children to Christ 15 years ago, and they've never looked back. You're never too young. 6-year-olds, 5-year-olds, some 7-year-olds are plenty old enough to receive Jesus Christ and to understand. Now, Revelation chapter 13, verse 8, and a verse that ought to just have a profound impact on you. Revelation chapter 13, verse 8. All who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names have not been written in the book of life from the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. That means Stephen Hawking and all of these atheists. That means everyone from the Freedom from Religion Foundation of Madison, Wisconsin, is going to come over and bow the knee to this man and worship him and his image. Atheists are going to worship him. Muslims are going to worship him. Hindus are going to worship him. And probably a lot of people that think that they're Christian are going to worship him. I'll tell you what, all Christians that have not endured under persecution here today, you see, this is why God makes your life difficult. James says, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that, meaning there's a reason for all this. God makes your life difficult here today so that you can persevere through this kind of stuff tomorrow. Same things that he did to David. He ran into a lion and a bear and killed them both. Then shortly thereafter, he runs into someone 9'6" and says, get out of my face, fool, because God is for me. You don't come to that realization until God has snatched you out of the fire and he's been there and has enabled you to persevere through some trial that you're going through. Count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith develops endurance, perseverance, patience. Hupomone is the Greek word. It's pizzazz, spiritual air of arrogance and fortitude that gets developed in God's furnace and in God's dark room. You only get it one way, and that is through abiding under the hand of God while he sees you through whatever trials you're going through. God makes your life difficult so that you can count on him, trust in him, wait on him, allow him to see you through whatever you're going through to make you like David, to go up to someone 9'6" and say, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? Remember that, please. That's what that verse means when it says count it all joy. It's because God's got your back. God loves you so much, he's going to make your life difficult so that when someone comes knocking on your door, you can do the same thing that David did and said, get out of my face. God is for me. who can be against me? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Do they sound like cliches to you, or do you believe that? Is that just something you say amen and recite, or is that something that you believe? All who dwell on the earth will worship him whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundations of the world. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. Then we have a very difficult verse to understand. He who leads into captivity shall go into captivity. He who kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. And then it says this, here is the patience, or that word hupomone again, endurance, patience. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. In other words, now we're going to see what you consist of. Many people believe they'd never be on the earth to see any of this stuff. Here is the true hupomone. Here is the true patience and endurance of the saints. Is what are you going to do in the face of all this? Think about it. All who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life. There is no such thing as an atheist. They just refuse to bow the knee. They refuse to bow the knee to the Lord Jesus Christ. I guess we're going to wrap it up right here on this text here for today. That verse just motivates me to no end. All who dwell on the earth will worship him. You must know someone out there who you can share this with. Who is it? Let me ask this question. Who is it that God's putting on your heart for you to go and share the truth with? Remember, when God puts somebody on your heart, I say this all the time, he's already dealing with that person behind the scenes. You are just the straw that broke the camel's back. You are the cherry on top. You are the person. You are, in most times, the last confirmation in somebody. God's already dealing with them. You don't have to be Martin Luther or a theologian. The word says that God will give you what to say at the right time. But let this verse motivate you, friend. All who dwell on the earth will worship him. God has got you alive right here, right now, at this time. God's got you alive. And he's got you living right where you live. Where do you live? You live here in Brevard County? You know, I've once moved outside of where I was supposed to be, and I was miserable. My wife was miserable. We were running against the wind because God's determined when you live. Now, you can't change that, but God's determined where you live. And you can change that. Maybe you're not living where you're supposed to be. Am I speaking to you? Is there somebody out there that God has told you to move, or else you've moved and you weren't supposed to, and things aren't right, and you find yourself running against the wind? Let me encourage you, get back to where you're supposed to be, and then you'll be running with the wind again. You'll have the Lord on your back. You'll be back to where you're supposed to be. And then, just like happens to Jonah, it says, then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time. In our next program, we'll pick it up in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. We're going to look at this from another angle. Instead of pitching, now we're going to go behind the plate, look at it that way, look at this from a whole different perspective. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.